Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Gary. How can I help you?
Happy Friday. How are you today?
I'm always fantastic. How are you?
I am well, thank you. It seems like we never speak anymore. Isn't that terrible?
No, it's so funny because I was like, I'll call, but then I'll miss, but then I'll get busy, and then you'll call. But you got to have a great chat with Tammy, so it's not like you lost out on it.
I know, but I feel terrible because here we were chit-chatting away, and I thought she was trying to, like, keep me on the phone waiting for you to get off the phone.
Just chatting.
We were just conversing back and forth about the Yankees and the kids and my kids and everything else. And then I was like, oh. And then she goes, and what can I help you with? I go, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I think I took up too much of your time. I thought she was just chit-chatting because you were on the phone. And she didn't know you were on the phone and then you got off the phone.
Oh, listen, if you ever get Tammy, Tammy can help you out. She's aces.
Oh, she's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, she's my right hand. So,
oh, good.
But what's up? What's been keeping you busy?
The gold market. Honestly, the gold market.
Buying and selling gold?
I don't know if you're following. But, yeah. Pretty much trying to get an assortment in, a bigger assortment in for Christmas. Because it's not going any lower. So whatever it is, just trying to get Christmas stuff done. Doing it early.
Yeah. No, now's the early.
And,
now's the time. That's why we
and I think, and I really, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's what I said. That's why we put our buying events in October is because it's like the best time right before the holiday season. I mean, for finished goods, I know you guys got to get orders in well in advance, it seems, for like a November delivery. But I'm excited. Things are
well in advance, right? And what's happening now because of the way the market is, and I've seen the trend all along, is they're not. It's taking longer. The manufacturers are taking longer to get things in. So you got to take advantage of it and do it early enough just to have it available. That's the last thing you want is, oh, no, it's out of stock and it's going to take 6 weeks. Well, who wants it in February?
You're right, exactly. 6 weeks. We missed our chance.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. But it's good. Just busy with that. Buying and selling. People are buying. Gold market, they're still buying. People are still doing diamonds, and they're still doing, I was telling Tammy, lab created. I had a customer that wanted a lab created green sapphire for an engagement ring.
A lab grown green sapphire. Goodness.
Garrett, it looked like it was a...
I'm not familiar with the other gemstones. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the... Yeah. Or is it sapphire green, like that color, or was it like a diamond that was it? It was a sapphire, but lab grown sapphire.
Lab-grown sapphire.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Instead of apparently Stellar has a whole array of them, which I didn't realize.
Funny?
And then
there's a lot of money in sapphires, but like the Blue Montana sapphires, people charge $1 million for, it seems. But I can't imagine lab-grown being expensive in any mineral.
The gentleman saw this lab-grown green sapphire. Oh, I don't remember the name offhand. It wasn't Blue Nile, but it was $4,400 just for the stone alone. And he was saving up for it, and then somehow he contacted me, and I ordered it from Stellar, and there were two different sizes. He was unsure which size he wanted, and they came in blue sapphire. He was adamant about a green sapphire, and it cost me $570. And he was buying it for $44. I know. I was telling Tammy, I was speaking to another jeweler friend of mine, and we were talking, and I'm like, I was saying to her, what am I missing here? And she's like,
right.
What are you talking about like this? And I'm like, I said, that I have this customer that came in, referred from someone else, blah, blah, blah. And I said, that tells me he wants a good lab-grown green sapphire. And I'm like, okay, a cushion cut? You can get your shapes. If you go on, you can get any shape. And just like you're ordering a regular diamond or stone, lab-grown green sapphire, and I said, and they were charging him $4,400. So the girl goes, my friend goes, she goes, well, go $500 or less, and you'll look like a hero. I go, I can't do that. I said, it's costing me $532. I said, there's no way I could sleep at night and do that.
People are doing it every day, and good for you.
That's what she said.
Oil, but people are doing it. I was just on the phone with a client of mine out of Delaware, and I don't make any money on lab. I don't make any money on lab grown. I offer it as a service, and I am appreciative. Anything over a dollar made of carbon, right? But I don't get to put a 6-time markup on it, right? People are like, oh, lab grown's the best thing. I'm just beating the online prices by $500 or $600 and looking like a hero. And I went, you know what's funny? Were you doing that?
Oh my gosh, you're always yawn when you speak to me.
Oh, I'm
excuse
so
me,
sorry.
I must it's be boring you.
Not
I'm
at
sorry,
all.
Oh my gosh.
Great. Now I'm always fantastic. I think it's because I talk too much and my brain is deprived of oxygen. Were you doing that 3 years ago when 5 carats were $20,000 and now I can get them for $400? We're going to have another reduction here soon in lab grown, and it's going to be problematic. Like it's on the wholesale end. This time next year, you'll see far fewer people. And to me, partially, I'm excited. I'd like to see the lab grown industry dwindle down to, you know, peanuts and go to a Walgreens where you can buy a set of 3-carat total weights while you pick up your prescription drugs. You know what I mean? Like, but you know what I mean?
Like,
but
what?
Right, but like that's kind of it's CZ, it's Moissanite, right? That's the direction it's gonna go. But the problem is a lot of jewelers that I know are so dependent on it, and they've gotten so lax in well, it's a lab grown. I'd rather just sell lab grown. It's the easier thing to sell. It's the price point thing to sell.
Yeah.
Where,
yeah.
And I get it. Listen, if that's you know, we all have to make money, but I'm happy to hear that, you know, you are actually fair with your customer, and I wouldn't expect any less, but just know that the people around you are absolutely raking
in the
money.
Said.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
100%.
She said. She said it's craziness. I said I can't.
Yeah.
And she go and I go, would you? And she goes, well, no, but I'm not the owner of the company. And I'm like, I get it, but still.
Right.
And you're right. It's just it's just craziness.
Well, and it's going to have massive repercussions because I have a friend in San Antonio. He says there's a guy on the radio right now telling everybody what actually is happening, you know, like on the radio, like saying, and I don't know, like, listen, that guy that you just bought that lab grown for from $5,000, it cost $400. So
yeah.
You have a $5,000 budget. You have a healthy budget. Get a nice 1-carat round that you can still key as a jeweler.
Yeah.
You know, like an HISI natural round, GIA triple X, $2,200 to $2,800.
Yeah.
Key
absolutely.
It, you know, I'm griping, and I don't mean to gripe.
I agree.
I'm excited to see what comes through this holiday season. I'm excited to see what big pieces move. Tammy, you were just talking to, is working on a, six carat D internally flawless for $150,000. So, you know, people
good
are
her.
People. Yeah, I'm hoping. My fingers are
what's
crossed.
What's the cut? Is it emerald cut?
No, it is a cushion. What is that? Yeah, it's an elongated cushion.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't
that's
need
great.
It totally flawless. The lady just wanted hyper clean, but as big as she could for around $150,000. So, you know,
great.
We'll see. And we've had a number of big pieces sell, and but it's just so weird how it's ditch to ditch. Lab grown or $150,000? Like, what? Give me a 2-carat round call.
And Garrett, this lab grown sapphire
looks
like a peridot to me.
Oh, really?
It was a green sapphire. They didn't want, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to talk him into a nice green tourmaline because he wanted green. Nice green tourmaline with nice color, beautiful stuff. No, they wanted the lighter shade of green.
Huh.
He wanted it. Stellar had it. We got the two in that they had because so he can decide, you know, look at the both and decide, and he loved it. Honestly, it looked like a peridot. In my experience, it looked like, honestly, Garrett, I thought it was, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought it was one of the older synthetic stones that they used to have. It just was lighter like a peridot, you know, a little darker.
That's
still.
Crazy. And why
crazy.
The sapphire, though? What was his rebuttal to, no, I want sapphire?
Because she wanted, the girl was aware, the woman was aware of it, and that's what she wanted. She wanted, yep, she loved the color green. It's You know, she didn't want the dark green. She didn't want the light green. She loved the color green.
Huh.
That shade of green, which apparently is one of the fall colors, one of the popular fall colors now. It's
okay.
Like that shade of, like the olive green. It's like a light olive green. She was like, that's in for the fall. The burgundy's in for the fall. The brown is in for the, you know, the
yeah.
tannish brown, the taupe. Yep. Fall colors.
Huh.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Whatever they want. I can get it, and, you know, and, yep. Whatever they want.
That
this
is
poor
crazy.
Guy, I felt so bad. Then you have the customer
I'm happy for him. He found the right person to help him out with this project because he got
it
out of it half
4,000 for lab.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm trying to say it nicely. And, you can buy a nice natural, you know, natural sapphire for that price. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And in your experience, have you found? Because I often forget. I'm so myopic. I live in the world of just diamonds. I know that solar is expensive when it comes to diamonds. The convenience, huge. But what about color? Like, are they?
You know, they're
like,
a little. They're a little expensive. They're a little expensive too.
Okay.
But the thing that helps, like anything else, they have a huge array of inventory.
Yes.
You know, they have a huge array of inventory, so it's more convenient. When
yeah.
the customer wants something, they want it. If they don't have it, we do memo. You can send a couple stones in. They get to pick and choose like anything else, but it's more of convenience. They have what the customer wants.
Yeah. And
you can go.
And their online interface is fantastic.
We're
trying to create something similar. And it's a shame because our website is actually very, very new. But it's not, it's got quirks that I have problems with and I've brought them to light and they're trying to work on them right now. Hey, good job, Tammy. Nice sale. If you hit back, it resets all of your freaking, it drives me nuts. If I'm trying to help somebody on the weekend and I'm out, I'm like, I don't like my own website. So they're working on it and they're trying to debug it. But what seller doesn't have, Nancy, is me.
Oh, you're right. You're right. No, you're right. I don't normally get stellar diamonds from sellers, but something like this, I do book on your website. I didn't even think. I didn't even think for colors.
No.
I didn't even think for colors.
And what's the wildest thing is even in the world of lab grown, the color stuff is still expensive. Like, I've got I don't know how I ended up with it, but I've got a bunch of fancy pink, which I'm not even a big fan of. Like, the saturation levels seem wonky, but like they're pink, they're pretty, and they're lab and cheap, right? So I've sold a number of them, pinks, blues, and greens, and yellows, but they're like way more expensive than their white counterparts. That extra
really?
Step in treatment, yeah. I think it's baloney, but a fancy pink diamond is millions of dollars, so a lab grown should be more expensive. A pink lab grown should be more expensive than a white one. There I am yawning again. I am not yawning because I'm talking to you.
No, that's okay. No, I was only teasing.
But it's kind of strange. But the problem is I've noticed in some of these fancy pink lab growns, you get like that weird bow tie where it's pink, white, pink.
Ooh,
and the saturation is
yeah.
just not there. Like I said, I've sold a number of them, but I actually have to look at them, or it's not.
Okay.
It's just kind of weird.
Yep.
But cool. That's cool. What are they putting it in? Let me guess. A green. If it's a green sapphire, it's going in rose gold.
No. Yellow gold.
Yellow gold.
We did yellow gold, nature inspired, which just had like a little vine look going down around the side. With Marquise, like
oh,
a little side
nice.
Piece. They call it nature inspired, so the leaves were like little Marquise diamonds.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
white,
cool.
White Marquise. It was very pretty.
Yeah.
They saw it on the internet somewhere. And
yeah.
It wasn't brilliant or anything. The younger generation, I shouldn't say younger generation, but they see stuff like on Pinterest, like they
Etsy.
See stuff on the internet. Yeah. Oh, Etsy, yes. That you know no one has, and it's like, oh, okay, yep.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
it is
well,
actually the
it's fine because you can build
bad.
It. You know, you can build
yep.
it, and, you know, it's a world of want we can get them whatever they need, you know. And
yeah, absolutely.
Build anything off of a photo now. It's kind of wild. You know, a good cam or a good CAD guy or get a good it's not wax carving so much anymore, but
no, I know it's the CAD. Everything. No, you're right. Everything's
yeah.
the CAD, and
yeah.
they love the CAD. And what's
yep.
nice about the CAD, most CAD designs is they have that 3D look, and they go crazy for the 3D.
Yeah.
Like your diamonds. Your diamonds has a 3D.
Yep.
You know any. Yep. See, people like the 3D, which is great.
Yeah.
Yep.
They want to see it before they want to see what they're going to get. But.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Real quick question. We're talking business, shop, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I know you want to get one. So I looked up, because I don't know how much of a live wire this is or if this is really a live wire. I have a call for a 3-carat round diamond. Now, I looked up the 3. I'm not sure how much, how if I have to have a definite 3 or if I can get away with your 280 or 270.
Okay.
What am I doing? 270. That's what it is. So you have a 270, and they said VS. They did tell me VS. They said VS1 or VS1. So I'm assuming it's VS2 or VS1.
Right. VS1 or VS1. It's a VS2 or
VS1. Right. So I'm like, oh, okay, right. So that's what I was doing. So there's a huge jump, obviously, between the 280. It's because of the color, I'm sure.
Oh, the 270 IVS2 and the EVS1?
And the 2, right, and the 282.
So they're hoping for a 3, and they're hoping for VS.
Right, but I'm not sure. I'm hoping that they're natural and they're not talking lab. A little more detail, but I did look on your site, and that's
fine. Oh, okay. Awesome.
I was like, oh, let me follow up with the call when you said follow. Yep.
No, yeah, let me know. I mean, there's
we can
move left or right depending on their price point or where they want to be, or if they want a super clean SM. What did they say color-wise?
They didn't tell me a color.
Oh, okay.
They said VS. They said 3. I can't imagine. You know, I can't imagine.
Well, my fingers
that
across that it's for a natural.
Mine too. I would hope it would be a natural, but let's see. And I hope they have a realistic budget.
Right.
I hope that, you know, I'm hoping their budget's realistic.
When are you speaking with them?
I am supposed to be speaking with them tomorrow.
Okay.
We touched base briefly yesterday, played telephone tag today. I was available, but they weren't, so they said they'd get back to me tomorrow. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, let me know. I mean, that would be, just tell me what they want to do price point wise, and I'll get them into the very best stone.
Yeah, no. I know you will, and I'm working on it, and I just don't know how serious they are, and I'm like, okay, we'll plan it out.
Yeah. Well, what about lab-grown, Nancy? What about lab-grown?
I know, right.
You know, they're either talking $50,000 or $1,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping their budget's for the natural. You know, and they're realistic about it. But, you know, everyone says, oh, I wish, you know, I want a 3. Oh, I want a 2 until you start talking budget.
Right, right. Well, it's not a big number. I don't know what the problem is. 2 is only double than 1, and it's only one more to get to 3. And if I have a 1-carat that I spent $6,000 on, a 2-carat should only be 12, right?
Right, exactly.
That's math.
And it's that. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is not. It's not how that works, but.
No, right. I like to say it's not like ordering a pizza.
Right. No, exactly. Exactly. But let me know. I'm excited, and I have a feeling that you and I are going to sell a bunch of sparkly things between now and December. Well, the end of December.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep, I will.
All right,
great. Have a great weekend. It was
you
a pleasure
too.
Talking with you.
Always.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.